The Byron and Christie Show.
Hashtag BK Show.
On CFM.
I was talking to a mate on Sunday and she's been a bit stressed out at work and she was kind of being a bit negative and I had to be the happy person to like cheer her up. I was like, come on, life's not so bad. This was about lunchtime. It was probably about 1 o'clock, midday, 1 o'clock
on
Sunday.
That's really inspiring words,
right?
By the way. You've really got me going.
Come on, cheer up. And then she's being negative Nancy and she goes, oh, you know, there's another week starting. It's already started. You know, I just can't get my head around. There's so much to do. And I was like, well, the week hasn't started. Just relax. It's a Sunday. This is your time. And then we ended up getting into an argument over what day the week starts.
Okay.
Because she was adamant that your week starts on Sunday. And I was like, no, mate. Just forget about what your calendar says, because I think it's the most stupid thing in the world that calendars, instead of starting on a Monday, they start on a Sunday.
Okay, but let's just rewind for a second.
Yeah,
aren't you meant to be helping this person?
Yeah, I am.
I mean, rather than getting into an argument about what days of the week start the official week.
When I say an argument, it was a funny argument. Like, we were kind of both laughing, and that was my way of helping her as a friend, because then I hence distracted her from her hatred of life.
I'm going to look at the if we're just put to one side the fact that you should have been more supportive and not got into an argument with someone who really needed your help. Let's just put that to the side. I'm looking at my calendar, and I will admit...
Thank you.
It starts on a Sunday.
Starts on a Sunday because Sunday was named as the first day in Jewish and early Christian tradition. Although European cultures, they're onto it. The Europeans, they start their calendar on a Monday. Most normal people do.
Sure.
Can we please just speak to the people that make all of the calendars of the world, even down to those little cheapies, the little $2 calendars at $2 shops with the fluffy cats on the front? I'm done. Like everybody else in the world is quite happy to have Saturday and Sunday off, and then the week begins on Monday.
Just a side note, how desperate do you want to bargain when you see the calendars for sale in about August for that year? It's like all you're going to get is 3 months of a cute dog picture. That's all you're going to get. I know it's half price, but you've got a cat and a dog and then another cute cat. And then the year's over.
The thing that annoys me is when you can't buy a diary. It gets to like February and sometimes I'm not really that organised and I'm at Office Works. I go, can I just grab a 2015? They go, oh, no, we're up to 2016 now.
I'm like, no, we're not.
Sorry that I've taken 4 weeks off and dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Or while we're at it, and I know this is blowing right out and we'll never hit the news. While we're at it, what is it with the fashion industry?
What do you mean?
No, you're heading into, it's still cold. Right, maybe not now, but maybe about 3 weeks ago, it's still cold. Oh, no, we don't have a jumper. What? No, it's the summer. It's our summer line. Look outside. It's not.
It's very true, because they've always got to be ahead. But because you're so ahead, you're not relating to anybody. It's so annoying.
I've never been more stressed than the last few minutes since this conversation started with how you meant to calm people down.
And you know
I am
what?
Ropeable.
I've distracted you from your actual issues in life. You're welcome.
The Byron and Christie Show.
Hashtag BK Show.
On CFM.